This is Montgomery County Community College on the air.
Welcome to another edition of
Montgomery County Community College on the air.
This show focuses on events and activities in your area.
Each week, your host, Dr. Karen Stapp, interviews someone from the college community.
And now, here's
President of Montgomery County Community College,
Dr. Karen Stapp.
Hello and welcome to Montgomery County Community College on the air. I'm here today with instructor Michael Kelly. Michael is a music technology and music business instructor at Montgomery County Community College. He holds a bachelor's degree in music theory and composition and a master's degree in music theory and composition from the State University of New York at Fredonia School of Music, where he was the recipient of the Victoria Bolan Memorial Award for Excellence in Composition. He started teaching at the college in the spring 2008 semester. Prior to that, Michael was the chair of the music department at the Community College of Philadelphia. Michael teaches Introduction to Digital Music Technology, Intermediate Digital Music Technology, Music Business and Songwriting, and all of these courses run in the college's new Digital Music Lab in the Advanced Technology Center. Michael has been writing, recording, teaching, and performing in New York City since 1984, writing and recording professionally with the Ronnie Gent Band, The Gripweeds, and Wide Right. Currently the bassist, vocalist, and contributing composer for The Gripweeds, the band enjoys worldwide distribution, including the continental United States, Canada, and Europe, including France and Italy. In 2008, their catalog released in many new international markets, including Australia, New Zealand, Ireland, Scandinavia, South Africa, South America, Japan, and all of the Pacific Rim countries. Welcome.
Hi. It's good to be here.
Well, I don't know where to start because that intro was pretty impressive.
That was it. I mean, after the intro, what do we need to talk about?
I don't know whether to start with the college, which is, you know, my passion, or the Gripweeds, which could become my passion.
It will be.
It will be.
But we can talk about the school first. I love the school. What we have here at Montco is just amazing. And what I say, especially when during around orientation time, students coming in new to the college and those that come to my class, I let them know, there's nothing like what we have in this facility with the 25 Mac stations, Pro Tools, Digital Performer, Reason, GarageBand, Finale, and the HD Pro Tools studios that we have. Nothing like this in this area. You'd have to go to Full Sail down in Florida or go to a Pro Tools certification class in New York City to get the level of technology and hands-on experience. It's just not anywhere in this area. So I tell my students, come to the lab, put yourself in the chair. We're open at 7:30. We close at 10:30 and learn everything you can. That opportunity is just incredibly that's for me is the strongest point.
So there's all those hands-on learning opportunities. And then, of course, the curriculum, which I know we launched the new music program this fall as a degree program. And
right.
You've had a large hand in that.
Right. The degree program, our degree is transferable to Temple, Westchester, UArts. We had a student successfully transfer to Mansfield University. So that's one aspect of it. What I do tell my students, some people come here with the idea of moving further into their music career and coming here to do their core courses and then moving on to a four-year. I always encourage them to say, well, take your time here. Really get this equipment down. The opportunity to be on this equipment doesn't exist at these other colleges. And then go get your classical training, do your performance stuff somewhere else, and you'll have a really solid career.
Now, one of the courses that I know you've had a hand in designing is the music business course, which is a little bit different because we're trying to, I guess, put a little bit of entrepreneurship into the program.
It's an enigma. to be a musician and a successful musician, and that doesn't matter what decade you're going to be focusing in on. It was the 60s, the 70s, 80s, 90s. Now, it was always an industry where as a musician, you had to have multi-talents. You just couldn't be a writer. You had to be a writer and a performer and a producer. And as technology has increased and become more accessible, what you need to be able to do is more the DIY aesthetic, the do-it-yourself. So you need to be the producer. You need to be a multi-instrumentalist. You need to know how to do a little bit about web design. You need to do social networking. there's a whole aspect of this business that there's only four major labels now, and they're struggling. To get your music out there, you have to do it yourself, and you can. This is where I came up, you know, you mentioned 1984. I was four at the time. But 1984,
so was I.
I've been through that whole industry where there was no Pro Tools. It wasn't there. It was analog tape. And I've been through that whole evolution. And I've had, as a musician, had to adapt to each piece of technology that came along and that the industry embraced and how music was distributed. It was either adapt or perish. So now at this point, everybody can put up a MySpace or a Facebook page. They can upload their MP3 files. And all of that is great because technology makes that possible. However, when you sit down, if we talk about a book author, what do you need? Well, a good idea, clarity of your thoughts, being able to express yourself in a clear manner, and a pencil and a piece of paper. You can do this on a computer. You can do it on a word processor. There's a million ways to put your book down, but you need the fundamentals of the English language, how a sentence is structured. Same thing with music. All the technology in the world is not going to make you a musician or a good producer. You need those fundamentals of here's how music works, and here's how you apply those tools to the technology. And that's what I think the biggest strength of this school is that we have this music program, which is focused on the history, the theory. I can go through and tell you what was happening in 1156 that influenced 1220 and then 1350 and then Bach, Mozart, Beethoven, and then we get right into the Beatles. It's that whole transition. They were all dealing with technological issues, but it was all about creating music and knowing really music inside and out. And we do both of that here.
Well, let's take that and transition to the Gripweeds.
Okay.
Because I understand that this weekend, it's Monco Radio Gripweed Weekend.
It is Monco Gripweeds Weekend. Our new album coming out is called Strange Change Machine. This has been in the making for 5 years. Our last release was in 2005. This is going to be a double CD. I have been spearheading the marketing effort. Again,
so
the idea of business. And
exactly,
technology.
And you're living it in the classroom and outside
my,
the classroom, just like your students are.
I tell the class, here, this is what we're going through. There's going to be a free download aspect of the album. There's going to be a regular version of the album that's going to be distributed from a regular music distributor. There's going to be a deluxe version available only on our website. There's going to be a vinyl version to address that market. And all this whole plan, like I said, I've been teaching this business course over the years and modifying it and doing the research and seeing who's doing what and what works. And so now I get to see,
it
in a
action.
Few short weeks if this is going to come to fruition.
Well, let's take a moment and hear a cut from the new CD.
Sure. This is from the new album, Strange Change Machine, available at gripweeds.com.
Coming into
Well, that's a track from your new album, and I'm curious about the influences on the band.
The influence of the band is unique, where it's Kurt and Rick Ryle are brothers, like the Everly Brothers. Kristen Pinnell, who's our guitar player, is married to Kurt. So it's a nice little family operation. Everybody, when we do interviews, they say, the longevity of the band. I'm like, well, they're married and brother and sister. What are they going to do? You know. And of course, I'm the outside guy. So I bring a completely different perspective. Their influence is the Beatles, the Who, the Birds, Led Zeppelin. They have a very psychedelic rock background. I bring a very pop rock background, mainly the Beatles. Yes, Genesis, the progressive rock area. And with that, sometimes we go head-to-head, toe-to-toe, little blood, sweat, and tears in the studio. But that kind of friction and that passion creates the music, the variety of the music that we get. I mean, it is a battle. It's people working together to get their ideas realized. And in that process, there's cooperation and different arrangements of things. Songs come out where we didn't really expect them to be what it was when we started. So it's a great process. It's a little rough, but, you know, the benefits are having a 2-CD album coming out with really great variety of songs.
So after the album comes out, will you go on the road?
We have a number of shows set up for the summer, which we've been booking since January. So now we do the major marketing push. There's going to be a radio promotion. We're going to release a single. There's several videos we have in the works that are going to go out. There's a number of press releases. There are going to be other radio interviews. We have a number of podcasts up on iTunes that we'll be loading up. Again, we want a million people to download the free version of the album. There's going to be a free download version of the album. Our goal is to, word of mouth, pass this around, 1 million downloads. And if people hear this music, I think they're really going to like it.
That's great. Mike, is there any last word you'd like to leave with the audience?
Well, I just want you to know that things that are happening now and this summer is going to be featured in my business class in the fall. I'm going to be telling you what the sales were, what the downloads were.
Always a marketing scheme.
Absolutely. It makes my class plan a little bit easier. And, of course, if things are going well, I'll be happy. If they're not, I'll be cursing a lot.
What a great case study, though.
Yeah, it is.
What a great case study.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll put a plug in for Michael's class for the fall. And thanks for spending time with us, and thanks to you for listening. I'm Dr. Karen Stout. Join us next time for Montgomery County Community College on the Air.
Tune in again next week for another edition of
Montgomery County Community College on the Air.
This program was produced by the students of CAPG,
the Communicating Arts Production Group.
For more information on this week's topic, call 215-641-6300.
That number again is 215-641-6300.
Or visit us on the web at mc3.edu.
Montgomery County Community College. Close to home, close to the world.